On the morning of October 8, 2005, a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit remote and mountainous areas of Kashmir and Pakistan's northwest frontier province. Tens of thousands of Pakistanis were buried alive. 3.5 million people were left homeless when their mud brick and stone houses and poorly built schools collapsed or were swept away by landslides. 2 years on, the relief effort has been declared a success. Less than 7,000 people now live in tents. Jean-Christophe Adrian is with United Nations Habitat in Pakistan, which is providing reconstruction training to quake victims. He says the government's policy of giving direct financial assistance to those in need has worked.
When this approach is taken, the pace of reconstruction is much, much higher. The quality of reconstruction is much better. You avoid corruption because you don't have to pass through contractors. And the actual satisfaction of the people with the end result is much higher because they rebuild a house which responds much better to their needs and their liking.
International donors pledged billions of dollars in aid, including $500 million from the United States. This has helped rebuild homes, schools, and hospitals in the devastated areas and get people's lives back to normal. Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz Monday told an international conference on disaster risk management how surprised he was at Pakistan's own humanitarian response.
Immediately, the nation mobilized and the government mobilized. From Karachi, which is down at the coast, to the Khyber Pass, Pakistan and Pakistanis united and galvanized as one nation. It was a different nation. I could see a esprit de corps which I had never seen before in my entire life in Pakistan.
The government denied early criticism that the pace of reconstruction was too slow or corrupt. Adrian says UN Habitat did not see any problems with corrupt officials. But thousands of schools and hospitals still need to be built, and relief workers such as Adrian wish they could provide more of the technical assistance needed to build safer and better houses. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Islamabad.